Today I want to talk about the sheep and the goats. Today our newspapers, radio, television, every medium of public communication has been turned into a propaganda machine, flooding us with communist-inspired propaganda. Sometimes they try to justify their activities by preaching the false doctrine of a so-called universal brotherhood of man and fatherhood of God. Of all satanic false doctrines, this is one of the worst, for it is completely contrary to the Bible, which always teaches Jesus Christ always said he had come to divide and separate, not to mix everyone together. In Matthew 25, verses 31 to 33, he says, "And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left." Note that this is not the judgment of individual persons. It is a division and separation of nations. And he goes on to tell how the sheep nations are given the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world, while the goat nations are cast into the fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Who are these nations? A sheep nation can only be a nation made up of sheep, and a goat nation, only one consisting of goats. Therefore, let's find out who are the sheep. We have proved that many times and need not repeat it now. It should not surprise you to learn that God's chosen people Israel constitute the sheep nations, as the Bible says. For example, Psalm 100, verse 3, "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Again, Jeremiah 50, verse 6, "My people have been lost sheep, and their shepherds have caused them to go astray." In the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, God himself says, "Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats." Fulfilling these words, Jesus Christ said that this was his mission. In Matthew 15, verse 24, he said, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He taught his disciples that this was to be their purpose also. In Matthew 10, verses 5 and 6, we read, "These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." A sheep is a sheep by its nature, by its race. It can't become a goat by straying away from the flock. The goats run with the flock, but that can't make sheep of them. You can't make a sheep out of a goat, and Jesus never tried to. To the contrary, he always taught among them in public, using parables which they could not understand. But he explained the parables privately to his disciples who were Israelites, stating his reason for this in Mark 4, verses 11 and 12, saying, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, but not perceive, and hearing they may hear, but not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins be forgiven them." Accordingly, John 10, verses 25 and 26, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice." He warned all Christians not to try to give the blessings of his kingdom to any people who couldn't understand and appreciate it. In Matthew 7, verse 6, he commanded, "Give not that which is holy unto dogs, Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. But we always have to try to show God how much better we are than he is, so we always violate his commandments. The pearls that God has given us, freedom, wealth, and power, we cast before the cannibal savages of the Congo and the murderous hordes of China. As he warned us, they trample our gifts in the mud of their evil desires, then turn upon us to destroy us. And the natural, inevitable result is the many Christian missionaries in China, already murdered or slowly dying in prison, and the many Christian missionaries fleeing from Africa. Do you say, but I thought we were supposed to convert all the world? Men have said that, but God said the exact opposite. In John 17, verse 9, Jesus Christ said, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus said that he himself is the bread of life. That's John 6, verse 35. But when the Syrophoenician woman asked his help as son of David, the head of God's people Israel, he refused, telling her that he was not right to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. That's Matthew 15, verses 22 to 28. It was not until she recognized that she could not approach him as one of his people. And she said, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Not until then did he grant her request. The blessings of peace, good government, education, sanitation and good health, prosperity, in short, civilization, these can be given to those who are of other races, but not to those who would seize this for themselves, saying, we're just as much sheep as you are. We're your equals. We make ourselves sheep just by saying so. No, they must recognize God's own order of things. He gives his commandments, his instructions on how to obtain his blessings to his people Israel. We are to obey his commandments and demonstrate to the world how obedience to him has made us the have nations compared to the pagan have-not nations. If they will come to us for instruction in his laws, we who are his witnesses will instruct them, and they can grow into civilization as far and as fast as they will obey. Russia and China have taken only our manufacturing technology, but not our religion or our ideals. They have learned to make tanks and cannon, bombs and bayonets, but the brutal, tyrannical horror they have in their lands is not civilization by any standards. Goats cannot become sheep. God's truth is eternal. It never changes with the times and fashions, nor according to which corrupt compromise might help win an election. His word is still true today, as he told the prophet Amos about us. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. It is still true, as Isaiah 63, verses 17 to 19 says. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways and hardened our hearts from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake, the tribes of thine inheritance. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. Do you think this will ever change? No, for in the book of Revelation, God has given us a picture of the new Jerusalem, the eternal city of God, coming into existence to last forever, even after the millennium. And he says that this city is surrounded by a wall great and high, and 12 gates, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. There's only one way to enter that city, to go in through a gate, and the only gates are the 12 tribes of Israel. We are told, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. So don't apologize for being one of God's sheep, a citizen of a sheep nation. be proud of it, be worthy of it, and walk rejoicing in your destiny.